Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Melinda Zarate with Emboldened Heart. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today. And I'm excited because I have a friend with us who is also one of the most remarkable healers that I have met. Her name is Zabi Barnes, and she's going to be sharing some really cool information with you today, as well as a tool that you can use. Hi, Zabi. Welcome.
Hey, Melinda. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. And I will tell everyone I'm calling in from a remote location, so I hope that my connection is good. It seems to be. So it is Mercury retrograde, so we'll just,
I just had an experience with that. But I have a new headset, so I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, you sound just fine. So welcome, welcome. So happy to have you back again.
Thank you. I love being here with you.
Oh, great, great. Well, your work is so fun and it's so unique and it's so powerful that I always really enjoy giving people a chance to learn more about what you're doing because it's ever-changing and it's really, I mean, you're just kind of prolific creator, and so it's super fun to hear with what you're up to. And I know you've got some new things that you're doing, one of which is a very cool program that we're going to be talking about a little bit today, people, and you're gonna find this real interesting. I know I did. So, Zabi, would you mind sharing just a little bit about the story of the creation of this new program that we're talking about, the energy body? Okay, super.
It's older material that I've had. I've been sitting on it for a really long time. I presented it one time at a conference, and then it just kind of got put in the back of the closet. But it's about the layers of the aura, the subtle bodies, and how we can strengthen, how each layer carries a different energy, and all the layers together make us who we are. Because we've spent so many years on the chakras, but we haven't looked
right
at the whole layer that wraps all around us. And we can get really focused on one layer and ignore the other. So when it was the winter, I think it was the winter solstice, I got a message from Spirit to just record all of it, all of my information, and to make a series of recordings and just give them away and get that information out there. And so that's what I've done, and I really want people to take advantage of the information.
And it's excellent. I actually have availed myself of it and gone through it, and it really is kind of a refreshing and different take on the whole energy body. And I think it's sort of fun because I think it did get an upgrade because you were able to present it in such a way that I think people can now understand it in new ways as well. Not only are you able to share it in a new way, and I think we've all kind of gotten an upgrade so that we're able to hear it and really get it now too. I know that was kind of my sense. It was like, wow, you know, I really understand what she's talking about, and I also understand how expansive it is. And so kudos to you. Good creative work.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And, you know, because we're these beautiful, amazing, complex beings of light, and there's so much more to each of us than we can imagine. And so as we learn to tune in, you know, we've spent years of tuning into the different chakras. Well, now we can go even beyond the chakras. There's a relationship between the chakras and the subtle bodies. The subtle bodies are like if you're a giant nesting doll, and each layer of your aura is one of those, those dolls, and you're the little bitty doll right in the very center. Your physical body is the little tiny inside nesting doll. So, yeah,
I love
you
that
learn
imagery.
How to focus. Well, it is. I used to have one of those dolls.
Yeah.
I'm sure many of you did. And, you know, yeah. And I had one with a teeny little inner one, and that's who we are. Mm-hmm. And then there's so much more of us. The aura can extend out. For most people, it's going to extend all the way out to maybe 2.5 or 3.5 feet. And then the more we work on ourselves, yes. we learn how to even spread out our aura even more and more and more and more.
And I love
that.
As we
shine more brightly, we can have a bigger impact in the world and touch more people.
Yay. Which is really, I think, what we're all about, even though it takes us a long and winding road sometimes to realize that in a very clear or large way. But yes, I completely agree that if we all begin to work with our auric field and this energy field that's around us for lots of reasons, for just personal health and wellness and vitality, and then also for strength and the energy of our caring for other people and for our planet and for all of life. And we can use our etheric field for that purpose. So I'm going to let you kind of take the helm of the ship now and take us in the direction that you would like for us to sail.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Well, what I want, this is really a talk about finding balance. And doesn't everything come down to balance? And all the different ways
yes.
that we can find a better balance. I mean, I really think that when you look at all healing, that's what it all comes down to, is finding a better way to balance. So we're now looking at how do we balance our light. And what happens is that many of us end up really strong with our inner light shining through one or two layers of the aura, and then we neglect other layers. So that's how we can get out of balance. And we know people who are really, really spiritual, and then maybe their mental body isn't so strong, or their emotional body, you know, they could be really super, super spiritual and still blow up at the littlest thing because they haven't done the work in the emotional layer of the aura. Or you have people who are really strong in their physical plane and their physical body and their physical material world, and they haven't built those outer spiritual layers, and so they're out of balance.
Right.
And in any way, it can cause all kinds of things happening through the physical body, because everything that happens in the physical world, the physical body and the physical material world, is mirrored in all of these other parts of ourselves. And so even disease can appear first in an outer layer of the aura and then eventually trickle down into the physical body. So as we clear, we want to clear. This is about clearing, but it's also about strengthening. And
yes.
And the tendency is, and I know I'm guilty of this too, so the tendency can be that we have our favorite layer of the aura that we like to hang out in.
Yeah.
And then we keep going.
I agree.
Yeah. And you have your favorite layer, so then you keep pursuing more and more things that strengthen that layer. And so now you're getting more and more and more out of balance. And so it's really important to learn how to feed all of the parts of yourself, not just the part that is your favorite. So
that makes so much sense.
It does. And one thing that I see, I mean, I love all of the flavors of healing in the world. There's all the, if you think of healing modalities as a big ice cream store, there are millions of flavors, wonderful flavors.
Mm-hmm.
In the ice cream store.
Right.
And this is
right.
a time where we want to sample some different flavors sometimes so that we can feed
yes.
the different auras. But what I see in so much of what is being put out there is there's a lot of focus on the mental body, a lot
mm-hmm.
of focus. I mean, do you see that too, Melinda? Is that what you notice as well, that there's so much talk about, like, changing your thoughts and changing your words and changing the affirmations, and there's a lot of focus on that mental body. And
mm-hmm,
that
absolutely.
Will work. It'll work to a degree. And eventually, those energies will start to trickle through to the other layers, but that takes really a long time. So sometimes it's better to just go for the higher spiritual energy or to maybe do something more physical to balance.
That makes
again.
Sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so in this class, this recorded course that is, it's free, it's available to everybody, I go through layer by layer by layer, and I tell you which layers do what happens in each layer, and also I talk about which specific modalities that I know of that are really good for each layer,
mm-hmm.
and there are some methods that do address all of the layers, but more so, most of the time, a method is stronger for one layer than another. Does that make sense? Does that?
Yes, absolutely. What
yeah.
about, you did mention that there were methods that did tend to work with all the layers. Could you maybe give us a sense of what those methods are that do touch on all the layers?
I'll just talk about my favorites because I don't pretend to know all of the healing methods out there. So that's the first thing I'm going to say.
Okay. Fair enough.
And I would say that sacred geometry does a really good job of working through many of those layers. That's a big part of my work, is working with sacred geometry. And the specific way that I have been taught to work with sacred geometry works through all of the layers in a really fast way. And my favorite, and so it's not just about looking at a shape or looking at a, you know, understanding the geometry of it, or it's not just about thinking about it. It's when you learn how to really tap into the full energies of that sacred geometry, and then there are methods for working with it through layer by layer by layer in the aura. That to me is a whole healing. That is a whole comprehensive, complete way to address the whole of who you are instead of just one
mm-hmm.
tiny aspect. And of course, my favorite
Very
sacred geometry.
True.
And then I think people have heard me maybe talk about before, my favorite sacred geometry are the spirals of seashells. And they can run
yes.
all the way through the physical body and through the DNA, but they can also spiral us out through our consciousness all the way out into the farthest reaches of our cosmic consciousness and touching every point in between.
I know, it's so cool. I love the work that you do with the seashells, and I love it that you consider yourself a seashell shaman, because that's a perfect description of what you do. So tell us a little bit more about how this can work with our auric field.
Well, I'm going to be honest. This is where I have to be a little bit embarrassed and say, I don't always understand how it works. I know that it does work. And I guess my mental body just doesn't care about too much about the details. I have a partial understanding of it, but I don't want to be too much in the mental about it. So just like,
right.
you know how, this is what one of my mentors always says, is that she knows how to use her refrigerator, but she doesn't know how it works. She can't tell you about the the Freon and the coils and the how the current
yep.
runs through and everything, you know. But she knows if she opens the door, puts the food in, and closes the door, the food stays cold. And so that's kind
yep.
of how I am with my seashell work. I know how to use it. I know how to teach people how to
uh-huh.
use it. As far as, and I know that it works with frequency, that each spiral carries through a different vibrational frequency. What I honestly don't have
beautiful.
A good mental understanding of is why does it work so well? Because it works really fast. It works faster than any other thing that I've ever studied. And so that's why I love it, because it's efficient, it's easy, it's fun, and it doesn't blow you out of the water the way some methods do. And I think that when I'm getting this hit, that when a healing method blows you out of the water and causes a whole bunch of processing and everything, that's because too much energy went into one part of the aura and it didn't balance out through all of the layers. Does that make sense?
Oh,
I'm just getting that. And my guides are telling me that right
yeah.
now as we're talking, that
yeah.
that's part of what's happening is that, see, there's the mind candy for you.
yeah,
you get
there
too
you
much
go.
In one place, and it causes an excess, and then it's too intense in that one place, and it doesn't filter through very well.
Okay.
So, sorry,
well,
I lost my train
totally,
of thought.
That totally makes sense, that's what would blow out part of our system if too much energy goes through it. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's electricity, it's vibration,
it's
frequency.
It's like an energy surge,
so,
yeah, when you have an energy
yeah.
surge. Our aura, all the layers of our Russian nesting doll aura, it's like we're this giant transformer. You know, we're walking around
mm-hmm.
in these transformers, and we want the energy flowing evenly through all the parts of us.
Right. Absolutely. And I think we're kind of, in some small way, we're beginning to understand that a little bit. Not that we fully understand it, but we understand the logic of it. And as you said, the mental candy, we all want that. It's like, okay, I kind of get this mentally. Even though it may not be necessary for us to understand it mentally, we've been programmed and educated for that expectation to be sort of fulfilled. And it's so interesting to me the way energy work. You know, it's kind of like, you're not always going to get a clear answer here.
Yeah,
that's part of the surrender.
And I know the work
yes.
with the seashells is very much rooted in divine grace. Well, divine grace
yes.
is always asking for us to surrender. It's not coming from that mental place at all, because grace comes for no good reason. It comes for no
mm-hmm.
reason at all. It comes just because. And remember
yes.
as a kid, when you'd ask your mom something and she'd say, just because, just because. And
yes,
she didn't really
yes,
give
oh,
you a
yes.
satisfying answer. Well, that's kind of how grace is a lot of the time, is just because.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, here's a question that may throw you a little curveball, probably not, knowing you.
A spiral ball.
But it occurred, a spiral ball, right. So if you were talking about grace and about the way this seashell energy moves, I kind of got this head about the earth and the divine feminine energy. And I know that both energies are here all the time, the divine energy of the feminine and the divine masculine. So how do the seashells sort of, in your experience, how does that all work together?
Well, I find the seashells are a more feminine energy. The spirals, again, it's not about the shells themselves. It's about the
right.
spiral, the vibration of the spiral. And the spiral is a more feminine energy. And
maybe
that's why I like it so much, because so much of my training was more on the masculine side of things. And that was great,
yeah.
too. But
yeah.
there's something about the feminine approach that I'm much more aligned with. And it's again, it's gentler. It's like powerful gentleness. As
I get it.
To, yeah, powerful
instead of
gentleness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I think we were all really educated in a construct that was very masculine. It was linear and kind of building block oriented, right angle-ish, rather than spiral. And it fascinates me the way there's this enormous kind of recent awareness in the fact that spiraling, feminine, curving, soft aspect of energy is so much needed now. And I think it's so beautiful the way Mother Earth has kind of given us these seashell gifts, you know, that can bless all of us and bring us more grace. And I just absolutely think it's delightful that you're kind of the shepherdess that sort of brought this in for us in this way. Thank you for that.
Well,
it's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really fun. And I have a new toy that I'm playing with now. For years I've had my seashell cards, and they carry the energies. Each card carries the energy of the specific seashell spiral. I've spent years activating my shells and then getting the activated energies into the cards. So people put the cards on their body and they get a healing. And the cards that I used to work with were big. They were like tarot size. And I have little bitty hands. And so they were, you know, it was hard to shuffle them for me. And they were kind of big and bulky. And I just had this desire around Christmas time that I wanted little ones. I wanted little ones that I could carry with me that were the size of a business card that I could wear in a little pouch like a medicine bag on my body.
Ooh,
all day long.
Nice.
And so that's
nice.
What I did. I made them. I wished for it, so I made them. And so now I have a set of 239 little bitty medicine cards. And I was under the weather recently. You know, I was having like flu symptoms and fever and you know, and all this talk right now on the news about it that makes it scary.
Oh my gosh.
And I just took my seashell cards and I picked the right one, you know, I picked the ones that would be for healing the flu, and I put them in my little bag, and that knocked it out in a day.
So cool.
In a day. The symptoms were gone.
I totally, totally support that, because the energy is what heals us anyway, the energy of the grace and the love that is activated. And I love, love, love what you've done with the seashell cards to make them so easy to always have access to. That's fabulous. And I think that I would just encourage everyone who's listening to kind of begin to think about this as an amazing and beautiful and very powerful and effective healing option, or balancing option, or strengthening option. These shells and the energy that they contain in the spirals of the shells, it's magnificent. It's just good magic. It really is. So,
well, and they can
Bobby,
experience.
Have,
they can experience. Sorry, Melinda.
Go ahead.
They can experience the cards a little bit when they do the subtle bodies course. They can, because there's a PDF that they can print out, and they can cut out the cards, and they can sleep with them under their pillow, or they can play with moving them through the aura, forward and backward through the aura, through the different layers of the aura. And I am trying to remember what cards I put in there. I know I put the one for light. I think I put the one for subtle bodies. And there's one other one that I can't remember off the top of my, maybe permission to heal. Those three are in there. And
yes,
so they can start to play. You guys can
mm-hmm.
start to play with them.
Yes. And I will say I've been sleeping with the shell images under my pillow, and
mm-hmm.
I have had some, I mean, lovely experience with it. One of the ways that I have become real aware of the help that the energy is giving me is that I was having a lot of trouble with insomnia. And I'm not now. I sleep really well.
Wow, isn't that sweet? I have helped people with insomnia, but not with the cards that you're using. So that's interesting.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. It's almost like maybe the permission to heal card. That's the one that I have under my pillow, and I think that one just, you know, maybe the one that's done the trick, you know, give myself permission to not wake up at night.
Yes. And that's the one that I always start everybody out with because it's the key to everything. I mean, it's a more general energy, but if you don't have that permission running in place for the change to happen, then it's like, you know, you're working against the current. In a way, if you don't open up that permission first.
Exactly.
So that's really cool.
Perfect. Yeah, it is cool. So I would love if you have something particular that you would like to share in the way of a tool or an energetic message. That would be awesome.
I would. Let me tune in here. I think what I want people to do is put your hand on your heart.
And does it matter which hand?
It doesn't matter which hand. Whichever hand you like putting there.
Okay.
And so the heart is, you know, this is the heart chakra, which is the middle chakra, and it's the gateway in between the more spiritual energies and the more physical energies. And so we're going to pick that one. Plus, we're on Emboldened Heart Radio, so that feels appropriate. And I want you to bring your hand out, kind of pull it away from your heart, and bring it back in, and just go slowly and move slowly back and forth, going all the way out to about, I guess, as far as your arm will reach. And then bring it back in. And notice where are the energies stronger? Where do you get excited when your hand moves through that part of your aura? And where is it more kind of like, like right now, mine is getting really excited when I go out in the far reaches. And when I come closer in, it's like, and which tells me, okay, Zabi, you need to work a little more on your more physical energies, maybe go exercise or something today. So
makes sense. Mine was I'd say about a foot away was where I felt the happy place.
Okay.
For me.
And so I love to always build on our strengths. So just hold your hand out there in that happy place first. Because, you know, so much of the way we've approached healing in the past was, where are we lacking? So I don't want to do that. Instead, I want us to celebrate. Let's celebrate. Where are we strong? Woo, woohoo, I'm strong right here. I really like this right here in my aura. I really like what's going on here. And I want you to say my three magic words, which are all can heal, ALLCANHEAL. And just tell that layer of your aura, like you're kind of saying, atta girl or atta boy.
All
can heal.
All can heal. Nice. Very nice.
And now, come in, move your hand and find the place where it's maybe not so exciting. Maybe it's a little bit of a weaker energy or a less, like I don't want to say the word weak. It's just that it doesn't seem as full.
Yeah. Yeah, I
and
understand.
There's
a difference.
And then put your hand there and just give it some attention. Give it some love. And tell it all can heal.
Yeah, all can heal.
And see, it starts to fill up. Mine is, anyway. I can feel the energy coming in. All can heal.
Yes, absolutely. All can heal. Right.
And then
very cool.
And then tune in and see. Now, how do you feel? We didn't check in before we did it. But if you can remember how you were feeling before we started playing with our hand, running it through the different layers, notice. Just check in. Do you have more energy?
Yeah,
do you
definitely.
Feel like you're more there than you were before?
I do.
And
so,
yay.
Very nice.
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, gosh. So I knew this interview time was just going to fly by. It always does. I want to give those listening an opportunity to visit your site and to access that free program. So for those who are not in front of a computer and are listening on their phone or their mobile device, where should they go to access that program?
Well, I hope I did this okay, because I know I put it as a little comment on the page where this radio show appeared today. And I don't know if you're going to keep that up or not, because I put the link there. I made a comment and put the link in there. So that's one way.
Perfect.
And the other way would be for them to go to allcanheal.com. So that's allcanheal.com/subtle-bodies. So SUBTLE-BODIES. And that's where they're going to find it. And if,
okay,
I guess,
I also
if you don't
will
see
be
it, if they have trouble,
replay,
they can just contact me.
Okay, perfect. And then the replays that go out will also have a link to the program. So if you're not able to do that now and you're listening, just know that your email in your inbox is going to actually have the link, so you can just click right through and access it really easily. So awesome.
All right.
And
and I hope that everybody's on, like all of the people that got here through my list, I hope you guys get on Melinda's list and then you'll get that replay.
Thank you. Zabi, what a treat. It's always so lovely to have you, and it's just super fun to learn about the new and incredible things that you're coming up with constantly. Thank you for the work that you're doing in the world with your seashell energy and with your beautiful light. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me share. And it's so much fun to create, and it's wonderful to have people to play with. So thank you. I love you, Melinda.
I love you too. And listeners, just know that there is an entire body of beautiful energetic work available for you at Zabi's website. So click into it, play with it, get to know her. She's amazing. She is truly a very special healer, and we thank you, Zabi. It's been super fun. Listeners, have a beautiful rest of the day and enjoy whatever it is you're doing. And know that Embolden Heart thanks you and feels very much blessed by your presence. So Thanks, Abby. Have fun today,
Thank
whatever you.
You
do.
Thank you. I'll see you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye for now. Trader Joe's store, Little Rock, directions.
Trader Joe's is 10 minutes from your location by car in light traffic. Here are your directions.
Take a little minute.
Turn left onto Reservoir Road. In a quarter mile, use the left two lanes to turn left onto North Rodney Parham Road. In 800 feet, turn left onto Reservoir Road. Head west toward Reservoir Road.